This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school tournament basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Good evening, I'm Jeff Ray. Alongside me is Matt Zerker. Tonight begins the high school tournament trail for boys Division IV high school tournament basketball action. We're going to have a doubleheader for you. Our Game 1 contest features the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers against Mississinewa Valley. And into the nightcap tonight, we will feature the Botkins Trojans and the Newton Indians. Thank you for joining us here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'd like to thank tonight's underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports coverage around. Also, thank you to these additional underwriting sponsors. Brucken's in Fort Laramie. There is no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dan Eidelman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eidelman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Also, thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies with locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Also, thanks to Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Also, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John always gives you his best shot. Reese Meyer and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Also, a big thank you to the In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Service Commission, Vets Helping Vets, getting connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Also, a big thank you to Maury's Landing, located on Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Laramie, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine, we can create. Also, to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie, we will keep you moving forward. ScoresBroadcast.com would also like to thank these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you to Francis Schulte and Superior. Also, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. The Jewelry Barn, the gym of Rushi. Well, tonight features our opener in boys Division IV high school tournament action here at Pickwell High School. And Matt, the Layman Catholic Cavaliers come into tonight's game at 12-10, facing the Mississinewa Valley Indians.
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks, thank you, at 11-11. Two teams pretty evenly matched. And when you go back and look at the history of these two teams, it says so on paper as well that they are evenly matched.
Yeah, the two teams met earlier this season back in January with Mississinewa pulling out a 33-29 win. And they've now met over the last 4 years. Layman won the first three meetings, but those were close. The first one was 55-47, then 61-52, and 44-37. So all four of these matchups have been within 10 points, and I look for another one of those again tonight.
And that you may be exactly right, and you mentioned the score in the regular season, 33-29. Do you think we could see that the same kind of slow pace here tonight in this tournament game?
I look for it to be that way. Tim Bargy all season, his team hasn't been a very high-scoring team. Probably their highest score, they had 62 against Houston a couple of weeks ago, right before the regular season ended. They had like 50 points against National Trail, who won the cross-county conference. They tend to be a team that wants to keep the scores in the 30s and 40s.
And Matt, you mentioned Tim Bargy. He's the head coach of Mississinewa Valley. That's a very familiar name with a lot of our listeners. Tim has made his rounds in coaching. This, for him, is his sixth year at Mississinewa, but 34 years of coaching experience coming into tonight's game for Tim Bargy, who has seen 10 years at Versailles, which a lot of folks remember him there, Rushi, Fairlawn, and Yellow Springs. So a lot of experience on the coaching end with Tim Bargy and Mississinewa, 34 years.
Oh, yeah. He's very familiar with all these schools in the area, and those schools in the area are very familiar with him. And he's one of the few veteran coaches that still remaining here at the small school level.
That's absolutely right. Taking a look at the Layman side of things, they're coached by Pat Carlisle. He's in his second year at Layman Catholic. His previous 7 years of coaching came at the junior college level at Columbus State.
That had to be a little bit of a transition going from junior college to the small Division IV and then being in Catholic school level, but They've done a really nice job. They, like you said, they posted a winning record this year, and they've been in competitive in a lot of games. I just watched them last Saturday against Fairlawn. The score was tied at half at 31, and then Fairlawn started to pull away. Fairlawn's a little more athletic than Layman, but the future is definitely bright for the Cavaliers.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the record, 12-10. It is Layman's first winning record since the 2014-2015 season. And actually, Matt, a win tonight will be Layman, would make Layman the seventh team in Cavalier history, going all the way back to 1988, 32 years ago. It would be the seventh team only in 32 years to win 13 games in a campaign.
Yeah, like I said, Coach McBride has made a lot of strides going, like you said, 12-10 so far this year. They've been very competitive in a lot of games, and there's a lot of growth in the program. They're going to feature a young freshman here in center, and Luke Frantz is one of the top shooters in the area. And it should be quite an entertaining game tonight.
You mentioned Luke Frantz, Matt. He's a 6'2" junior who leads the Cavaliers in scoring at 17 points a game, but he gets some nice help from Brendan O'Leary, a 6'1" guard senior, at 13.5 a game. So those two, look for them to do the majority of the scoring, because after that it drops off considerably for the rest of the team.
Right. They lost to Mechanicsburg 46-42 on Tuesday, and that duo, 49-46 on Tuesday, and that duo combined for 42 of their 46 points.
Unlike the Cavaliers, Mississinawa only has one starter in double figures in average of scoring, and that's Blake Scholl. He is a 6-foot senior forward, averaging 14.4 games a game. After that, it drops off. A 5'6 senior, Max Dermeyer, comes in at 8.5. So where the Cavaliers kind of have a duo that they kind of, a tandem, so to speak, that they work with, Mississinawa kind of relies more on one player. So we'll see how that works out tonight. The bench could be an important role as far as a support group to help these players that are in double figures on the average and scoring.
Yeah, it's probably going to come down to somebody stepping up and playing an extra role here tonight.
All right, we're glad you could join us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Coming up next, it's going to be the Mississinawa Blackhawks and the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Opening night of boys Division IV sectional tournament basketball from Garby Bridge Gymnasium here in Pickwell, Ohio. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, the tip-off, and all the play-by-play in color coming your way next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Inn. I'm Jeff Bray along with Matt Zerker. Boys high school tournament action. Game one of our sectional tournament getting underway, and it's always exciting time of year. Everybody gets excited at tournament time, as they should. Mississinawa will be the visitors on our scoreboard tonight. Lehman, the home team. Starting lineups for the Mississinawa Blackhawks, who come in at 11-11 on the year, 9-3 in the Cross County Conference. They're led, as we mentioned earlier, by Blake Scholl, a 6'4 center. Cody Dirksen also gets a start, a 6-foot senior. Josh Fett, a 5'3 guard, point guard at 2.3 points a game. Alex Scholl, 4.5 points a game, comes in at 5'9 and a senior. And rounding out the starting lineup for Mississinawa at 5'6 senior, Max Dermeyer at 8.5 points a game. For the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who come into tonight's game at 12-10, 5-3 in league play, it's going to be Michael McFarland, a 6'1 sophomore at 2.6 a game. Brendan O'Leary, as we mentioned, in double figures along with Luke Frantz, 13.5 a game, a senior at 6'1. Landon McIver, a 5'9 junior. Luke Frantz, 17 points a game, 6'2 and a junior. And that rounds out our starting lineup for Lehman. Tip control by the Blackhawks, who will be moving from left to right as we look at the floor here from courtside at Garby Gym. Passing around the key, now dishes inside. Move inside and trying to go strong to the hole was Cody Dirksen, and he was hacked on the arm. And they're going to call it a foul on the floor before the shot. Michael McFarland picked up the personal foul for Lehman, his first, team's first. Ball thrown inbounds. This is Max Dirkmeyer. Gets it around the horn to Fett. Fett now drives the 5-3. He passes it off in the right corner, off the front of the rim. A shot no good. Tapped around inside. And nice save inbounds by Miss Sinawa, but it goes to the Lehman Catholic player, and the Cavaliers will have their first possession of the ball game. No score. 7:20 to play, opening quarter here from Pickwa. Lehman with the basketball around the perimeter. This is McFarland. McFarland on the left side. Oh, and a nice drive along the left baseline by the Cavaliers. Brandon O'Leary, and a good defensive play by Mississinawa knocked the ball loose, and it went off O'Leary out of bounds. The Blackhawks
nice out by Dermeyer to cause that turnover.
Good defense that time by Mississinawa. And Matt, if this is any indication, we may have hit it right on the pregame about the score. We've played a minute and 5 seconds, no score yet. Oh, a near steal out top by McFarland, but he's not able to come away with it. Mississinawa with the shot just outside the left elbow. Long, no good. Here's a long pass. Down 4 for the Cavaliers. It's stolen away by Max Dirkmeyer. Dermeyer with the basketball, and he'll slow it down and bring it across court as Coach Tim Bargy shouts out instructions for his Blackhawks. Right side it goes to Fett. Fett back out top to Blake Scholl. Scholl back to Fett. Fett at 5-3 drives the lane, goes up for the shot, no, but he's hammered on the arm, and he'll shoot two.
He might be 5-3, but he didn't hesitate to drive to the hoop on that.
Not at all, Matt, and he's already shown in a couple possessions he's not afraid at 5'3" to go in the middle against those tall timbers.
And that foul was on Justin Chapman, the big center for the Cavaliers. And I'm sure that was one of the goals for Mississinawa tonight, is to get Chapman in early foul trouble.
At 6'5", if Mississinawa can get Chapman in foul trouble, like you said, goal met. First free throw by Fett is off to the side of the iron and no good. Second one, though, draws nothing but net. And the Blackhawks take the early 1-0 lead. 6:15 to play, opening quarter. Mississinawa leads 1-0. Lehman with the basketball. Passing it around, it goes into the right key. Turn around, jumper in the lane, but he took too many steps, and that was the big guy, Chapman, and called for travel.
Three possessions, three turnovers for the Cavaliers.
Three possessions, three turnovers, not the way that Lehman wants to start the game. Mrs. Sinawa now with the basketball. Left side it goes Alex Scholl. Back out top to Dirksen. Dirksen gets it right corner. Fett. Fett with a fake move. Back out to Dirksen. Left side it goes to Durmeyer. He drives up. Shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Out top it goes. It's Alex Scholl. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound down to the Cavaliers. Here comes Lehman across the timeline, and they slow it down now a little bit as they get it across court. Cavaliers calling out a play, little weave play. On top it goes to Brendan O'Leary. Right side to McIver. He tries to go inside, trying to hit O'Leary. Knocked away, but O'Leary picks up the loose change and puts it in on the layup. Brendan O'Leary with the first 2 points for the Cavaliers, and Lehman with now a 2-1 lead, 5-10 to play opening quarter. This is Max Durmeyer. Right corner it goes to Cody Dirksen. Back to Durmeyer. Durmeyer with a little skip pass. Inside it goes to Blake Scholl. Blake with the shot, no good. Rebound down by the Cavaliers. And I don't know, Matt, it looked to me like a little bit like Luke Frost might have got shook up a little bit on that play. Maybe took a shot to the nose.
Looks that way, but he's looks okay. Like he's up on going okay.
Yeah, he's fine. This is Chapman. Left side it goes. Lehman drives. The hoop, it's Landon McIver. He tries a reverse layup, but he comes up short. No good. Rebound Blackhawks. 2-1, Mississinawa trails Lehman by one with 4:25 to play opening quarter. We talked in the pregame how last time these two teams met, it was a 33-29 score, and we're on pace for another game just like it. Shots up, and it's too long by the Blackhawks. Lehman down with the rebound.
It might not be that high of a score.
It may not at this pace. You're right, Matt. Brendan O'Leary gets it to Chapman. Chapman fakes on the weave. Now a handoff inside. O'Leary up, no good. Lehman nearly had the rebound but lost the handle. And the Blackhawks come down with a rebound. And it's the 5-3 Josh Fett out of all people on the floor with the rebound. He drives the lane again. Here he goes, left shot. And this time he takes it against the 6-5 Chapman. And he blocked. It's blocked. Lehman nearly gets the ball taken away at the three-quarter line. Now drives top of the key. Right side it goes around the horn. This is Frantz with a long bomb. No good. Three-point try by Frantz comes up. Long rebound down to the Blackhawks, and it's Durmeyer who will walk it across the timeline. 3:20 to play opening quarter. Lehman leads 2-1. Durmeyer now being guarded very closely by Landon McIver out top. Durmeyer gets it to Fett in the right corner. Inside it goes to Dirksen. No good. Rebound Mississinawa gets her own rebound, and that's Alex Scholl. Back to Fett. He's going to drive against Chapman again, and he blocks it again. Well,
he's not afraid to drive. I'll give him that.
The 5 foot 3 inch Josh Fett takes it against the 6'5 Justin Chapman three times now. Once he drew a foul, and twice he made him eat it for breakfast. But you got to give him credit for trying. Here's a nice inbound play by the Blackhawks. Up with the shot is Cody Dirksen, no good. But Fett with the rebound. Out top it goes. Mississinawa with the shot from Max Durmeyer, no good. Long rebound right side, back to the Blackhawks. Out top it goes Durmeyer. We got a whistle and a foul on the play. It's going to go against the Cavaliers, and I believe that's going to go against Luke Frantz.
Yeah, that's his first, team's third.
Into the ballgame for the Cavaliers is David Rossman. Rossman, a 5'9 sophomore. He averages 2.7 a game. And he's going to replace Landon McIver, who will take a rest. Blackhawks with the basketball. Dirksen has it out top. Slows it down to Max Durmeyer. Tim Bargy calls out a play from the Blackhawk bench. With the basketball is Wyatt Feltner, who's checked into the ballgame now for Mississinawa. 2:20 to play opening quarter. 2-1. Lehman by a point. This is Fett. Fett with the basketball. Tries to drive the right baseline. Nothing there. Cut off. Gets it to Feltner. Feltner's double teamed at the top of the timeline, at the top of the key. Inside pass it goes to Dirksen. Dirksen to Fett. Nice fake. Shot up. Too long, no good. Oh, and a nice offensive rebound by the Blackhawks. It's up, no good. Lehman finally comes down with it. Matt, I don't know what the difference is right now in shots, but Mississinawa has got to be way ahead in the number of shots.
They've had a number of offensive rebounds, and then they were able to force some turnovers on the defensive end.
1:40 to play opening quarter. It's 2-1. Lehman up by a point. Oh, here's a nice play in the middle of the key. No good by the Cavaliers, and it's rebounded again by the Blackhawks. Lehman got a good look that time. The ball dipped below the rim. It came back out, and that was Chapman who tried the nice little bunny shot from about 10 foot.
I don't know what's colder, the weather outside or the shooting here so far.
Well, you make a good point. The scoreboard reads 2-1. Lehman's up, minute 15 to play, first quarter. Blackhawks down underneath. Nice turnaround shot, and that's Max Dermeyer. And the Blackhawks take a lead, 3-2. Mississinawa had a 1-0 lead. Lehman took a 2-1 lead. Blackhawks back up 3-2. We're down under a minute to play. Oh, here's a nice play out top. Three-point shot by the Cavaliers, and that's Franz. It hits off the back of the rim, scoots high up in the air, and hits one of the support systems. And that's out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Mississinawa. Blackhawks will substitute. Trey Godfrey, a 5'11 junior, will check into the game. Cody Dirksen will step out.
Franz has missed a couple of three-point attempts, but if you give him a step, he'll burn you.
Boy, he's had good looks on both of them, Matt. Here's the Blackhawks walking across the timeline. Inside it goes to Feltner. Feltner back out to Godfrey. Godfrey to Feltner. Nice little job by the Blackhawks to work the ball around the perimeter, but give Lehman Catholic a lot of credit. Good perimeter defense on this possession.
Looks like the Hawks will go for the final shot.
Down to 22, 21, 20. Hawks lead by one. And here's a turnaround jumper on the right baseline. No good short. Lehman has the ball with 15 to play in the first. Coming across the timeline with his O'Leary. Chapman calls out a play. Lehman with a nice play inside. Kicked it out to the left corner, but no, as the pass was being thrown to the left side, Brendan O'Leary stepped on the baseline out of bounds. Mississinawa will have 2.8 seconds to try to get a shot off. Here's the pass, and a Lehman player catches it, steals, shot at the buzzer, off the rim, no good, nearly had a miracle three-point shot. One quarter in the books here from Pickwa's Garbage Inn, boys, Division 4, sectional tournament action. It's the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks 3, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Jeff Bray with Matt Zerker back at Pickwa High School. One quarter in the books in our boys Division 4 sectional tournament opener. Mississinawa 3, Lehman 2. And we'd like to take this moment to thank Hoing and Hoing Builders. Pleased to promote Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna as a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. They specialize in custom-built homes on your lot of any lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retka Road. They offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. Hoing and Hoing Builders of Anna. Lehman with the basketball to start the second quarter. Here's a drive on the right side of the key by Luke Franz. No good, but he's hammered in the act of shooting, and he's going to shoot two. This will be the first time tonight that the Cavaliers step to the free throw line. Luke Franz, the leading scorer for the Cavaliers at 17 points a game, and that one hits the front of the rim, the backboard, the front of the rim again, and falls off, and Lehman's still ice cold from the floor. Second free throw is good, and we are tied at 3-3.
Yeah, that second foul shot was a lot better. The first two, the three-point attempts and that foul shot were all short by Franz, but that one was better.
Well, one thing that I've noticed, Matt, is in the shooting, these guys are hustling their tails off, but when they go to take shots, they're not squaring up to the basket. They're just kind of grabbing the ball and throwing it up there. Oh, here's a nice play on the inside. Good play by Wyatt Feltner, and he's hacked on the arm. Feltner got it to Dirksen. Dirksen got the shot to go, and he drew the foul. So it's going to be an and one for Dirksen at the line for the Blackhawks. Free throw by Dirksen is good. 6-3, Mississinawa leads Lehman, 7:25 to play. First half.
That was an offensive explosion there.
It was. We had three points on a possession right there. The old-fashioned way. Lehman now with the weave. There's a little dash on the inside, right elbow. Kicks it back out. It goes to Franz. Franz with a nice pick, and it's going to be an illegal pick set by Gabe Kanapke. Franz was trying to come off the Kanapke pick, but the official was right there to spot it. A moving screen, and the foul goes against Lehman. Possession goes back to the Blackhawks.
It's five team fouls now for Lehman.
Lehman already with five team fouls to Mississinawa is one. We'll see how that comes out to affect things here later in this first half. Blackhawks, Alex Scholl gets it over to Godfrey. Godfrey with the basketball. Now gets it back to Feltner. Feltner being guarded heavy by the Cavaliers. David Rossman, who's into the lineup for Lehman. Here's Alex Scholl. Inside it goes to Godfrey. He's double teamed, triple teamed, and now we got a reach in foul against the Cavaliers. That's going to go against Drew Barhorst. That'll be his first. Team's sixth. Into the lineup now for the Blackhawks will be Blake Scholl. Blake Scholl comes into the lineup. Wyatt Feltner will have a seat. So here we are at the 6:38 mark of the first half, and Mississinawa will be in the one and bonus the rest of this half. Blackhawks look to throw it inbound just to the right of the basket, and they finally do get it inbounds to Durmeyer. Max Durmeyer with the basketball over to Dirksen. Dirksen with nowhere to go, gets it inside to Godfrey, a whistle, and we've got another foul on the Cavaliers. And that one's going to go against Drew Barhorst, and that's going to put Mississinawa at the line with the 1-1. Matt, we're going to have to keep an eye on this to see how the foul situation turns out, but already a difference of 17 fouls to one, and Mississinawa goes to the line, and it's going to be Trey Godfrey shooting one in the bonus, and he gets the first one. 7-3, Mississinawa up now by four, 6:30 to play, second quarter. Godfrey, 4.2 points a game, the 5'11 junior for Mississinawa, eyes the basket, free throw is dead on the money. 8-3, Mississinawa by five. Lehman, 6:25 to play, first half. Oh, here's a bomb by the Cavaliers from the right side, right elbow, no good. Long rebound comes down to the Blackhawks. Right baseline, spin move inside. Oh, what a nice play by Alex Scholl. And the Cavaliers want a timeout. 6:12 to play, first half. Mississinawa 10, Lehman 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, Matt, that was the biggest bevy of scoring we've seen so far in this ballgame.
I guess getting here lead didn't affect the offense, at least for Mississinawa here so far.
Yeah, what Matt's referring to is the game did get started just a little late. Mississinawa Valley's bus broke down on the way here, so they were just a little late getting here. But as Matt just pointed out, after a little bit of a slow start, it doesn't seem to affect them a whole lot on the floor. Here's a foul on a reach-in on the shot by Mississinawa, and it's going to put Chapman to the line with shooting two. And the first one's up and no good.
Lehman now 1-3 at the line.
Chapman with the second free throw. It rings around the rim, back off the backboard, and finally drops through. So the Cavaliers now 2-for-4 at the line, shooting 50%. 6 minutes to play first half. 10-4 our score. Mississinawa on top by 6. This is Durmeyer. Max Durmeyer gets it on the low post. Oh, wide open on a nice running play as Cody Durchin on a beautiful feed from Durmeyer, and he puts it in, and it's a 12-4 game, Mississinawa.
Great,
nobody picked
great
him
up. Great backdoor play.
Good backdoor play, and the Cavaliers totally lost him on defense. Here's a nice three-point look for the Cavaliers from France, but it's off the rim, no good. And now in a hurry coming the other way are the Blackhawks. Here's a drive on the play by Alex Shaw. No good, but he's hacked on the arm, and he'll get two more.
That's the second foul on Justin Chapman and the eighth on the team. Justin, that had to be part of the game plan tonight, get Lehman in foul trouble.
I didn't talk to Tim Bargy about this, but if the game plan was to get Chapman in foul trouble, he's working on it. Free throw, no good by Alex Shaw. 12-4, Mississinawa, up by 8, 5:27 to go first half. Lehman now with 18 fouls here in the first half to 2 for the Blackhawks. Shaw, second free throw is no good. Ball batted around, tipped around, and Shaw comes down with the offensive rebound. Here's a look from way downtown, no good by Blake Shaw. And I tell you what, Matt, he had a good look at that one, but it was long off the rim. There wasn't anybody within 3 feet of him.
No, not at all. And it hit the support like Lehman's did on the other one, and it goes to Lehman.
Ball over to Lehman on the missed three by the Blackhawks. Cavaliers with the basketball. This is McFarland. McFarland gets it to O'Leary, who loses the handle on it, a scrunk for it, and is a tie-up,
or no, they rolled out of bounds. It just goes out of bounds.
Went out of bounds.
Mississinawa.
Off the Cavaliers, Mississinawa basketball. 5 minutes to go, first half, 12-4. The Blackhawks lead the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Max Durmeyer, now with the basketball, being guarded heavy by the Cavaliers. Here's a pass inside as he tries to go to Alex Shaw. Knocked away, but it goes off of Shaw and out of bounds. And Lehman will take over on the turnover. Cavaliers down by 8, 4:45 to play first half. Lehman being guarded close to the man-to-man defense, and a tight one being played right now by the Blackhawks. Here's a pass inside. Chapman, turn around in the key. It's short, no good. And Mississinawa's Alex Shaw looked like he had a clean shot at a rebound, but it just went off his fingertips and out of bounds, and Lehman caught a break there.
And Chapman's taller than most everybody on, everybody on the floor, but they've seemed Mississinawa has been able to bother his shot.
At 6'5", he towers above everybody on the floor, but the Blackhawks are doing a good job of getting a hand in his face. Here's a play inside, off the backboard. That's no good. On a shot attempt by Brendan O'Leary, one and done for the Cavs off of that, and the Blackhawks are with the basketball. 4:05 to play, first half. 12-4, Mississinawa leads Lehman by 8. Inside move, and is that going to be a foul, Matt, or a travel call?
Another foul on the Cavaliers.
Wow, it looked like to me that Alex Shaw may have taken steps, but the official is saying the reason why was he was grabbed on the arm.
And that's 2 on France.
And now that's 2 fouls on France and 9 now on the Cavaliers. After this 1-1, it'll be a double bonus from here on out for Mississinawa the remaining 4 minutes of this first half. Alex Shaw with the free throw, and it's good. He'll get a second. 13-4, Mississinawa leads by 9. And Alex Shaw with a second free throw coming. Shaw now with 3 on the game. Second one's up. It's off the back of the rim. No. Oh, nearly an offensive rebound underneath by Blake Shaw, but no. And before Lehman gets it to half court, a foul by Blake Shaw as O'Leary was bringing the ball up the floor. Feltner back into the game for the Blackhawks. Cavaliers with the basketball. That's only team foul number 3 on Mississinawa. 3:50 to play. Here's a pass inside to Chapman. He loses the handle, and it's another Lehman turnover. Mississinawa with the basketball. 3:40 to play opening half and leading 13-4. With the basketball is Max Durmeyer. Durmeyer drives, right side of the key, stop, pop, no, rebound Chapman. Chapman looking for an outlet. Here come the Cavaliers. They're in a hurry. Across the four, it's O'Leary. He stops, he drives, he shoots, and is it going to be a block or a charge? They are going to call a foul on Mississinawa, as that could have went either way, but I think the right call was made. He wasn't quite set.
Yeah, the two fouls now on Durmeyer as O'Leary goes to the line for two.
O'Leary will shoot two in the act of shooting. It's off the back of the rim and no good. Lehman's cold shooting, Matt, is on the floor and at the foul line right now.
Yeah, they're just 2 of 5 at the line and have one field goal here in the first half.
Brendan O'Leary sinks the second one to bring Lehman to within 8, 13-5. 3:20 to play. Second quarter here from Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Opening round of boys Division IV high school tournament, Division IV action. This is Feltner. Feltner being guarded close. And throws it right to Chapman in a turnover. Gives the ball right back to the Cavaliers. Here comes Lehman. It's O'Leary on a spin. It's a dish move. Back to Franz. Franz, top, pops. And he is fouled on the shot. And he's going to go to the line for three as he was behind the arc.
Second foul on Blake Scholl.
Blake Scholl.
Mississinawa knows, like everybody else knows, you just can't get Luke Franz a step. But this time they went too far. And
went
now
too far.
Go to the line for three.
He was well behind the arc. Probably about a 24-footer. And really one of those fouls you didn't have to commit, especially being up by 8 points. First free throw is good, and it's 13-6. And count the second one is Luke Franz, 2 for 2 on the line. 13-7. Blackhawks want a timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:59 to play, opening half from Pickwa. It's Mississinawa 13, Lehman 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSINC.com.
Back at Pickwa High School, I'm Jeff Bray with Matt Zerker, Boys Division IV sectional basketball tournament, Mississinawa Valley 13, Lehman 7. Coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Luke Franz with a third of three free throws, and he makes it in. Lehman has drawn within five now at 13-8, thanks to three made free throws by Luke Franz. 2:50 to play, opening half. Mississinawa with the basketball. Now double-teamed out top is Alex Shaw. He gets it to Fett. Fett, right side it goes. In the corner, kick out. Left side, Mississinawa with a long three. It comes up short. And right underneath to get the offensive boards, though, is Wink Feltner. Wyatt Feltner there to grab the offensive rebound that didn't. Oh, and now a loss. Wyatt Feltner went to make an inside pass and just lost the basketball and it right into the Cavaliers' hands.
A couple steals down for Chapman. I don't think he's exactly known for that.
He didn't know that one was coming. It went right into his lap. With the basketball is O'Leary. Spin move in the paint. Turn up. No good. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. 2 minutes to go. First half. 13-8. Mississinawa up by five and with the basketball. Mason Heiston with the basketball, who's in the game, Heiston, I should say, in the game for Mississinawa. Fett, the 5'3 senior out front, gets it to Dirksen. Right corner it goes to Feltner. Back to Dirksen. Mississinawa being very patient. Here's Fett. He does a little spin move, turnaround jumper, and he got it. The 5'3" senior with a turnaround move over top of Landon McIver. 15-8 our score, Mississinawa by 7, a minute and a half to go. First half. Lehman on a weave play. Out top now to McFarland. Here's a nice pass inside. McIver reverse, no good. Chapman with the rebound. It's too hard, no good. Mississinawa down with the rebound.
And who gets the rebound? Fett.
The 5'3" Fett. That's his second rebound of the game at 5'3". Mississinawa nearly gets it taken away, but comes up with it. And now here is a steal. Lehman on the outbreak. It's a one-on-one. Oh, and a nice recovery by Mrs. Sinewall. And as Franz was going up for the shot, he had to reverse hands. And I believe the Blackhawks got a piece of it.
Yeah, if that, it kind of slowed him down and made him miss the layup.
Made him miss the layup. At first, it looked like it was going to be a breakaway. But, man, what a job to get back on defense and save a bucket on transition. Fett with the basketball, far right corner. We're down under a minute now, 35 seconds to play. Ball knocked away from behind by the Cavaliers, but it goes out of bounds. Mrs. Sinewall will retain possession.
They're not exactly the tallest or maybe the most athletic team out there. They do a lot of fundamental things well. They have a nose for the rebound, especially on the offensive end. They do a lot of fundamental things well.
Shot deep right side by Alex Shaw's no good. Oh, here's Fett with the rebound. Little spin move. Tries to go around McIver, but he's called for the walk.
He thought at first about the three, and then he thought, oh, I'm going to drive, and he started to drive before he took the dribble.
Yep. Ball goes back to the Cavaliers. 25 to play. We'll see how they play it. They trail by 7, 15-8. Oh, and the Blackhawks bail them out with a blocking foul. That'll put Lehman to the line. Nope.
Actually,
last common foul.
Last common foul. So actually not a bad foul for the Blackhawks on that one. To stop the clock with 22-8 to go here in the second quarter.
Mrs. Sinewall had a foul to give. That wasn't a bad one right there. Lehman with the basketball. 22.8 on the clock. Trailing 15-8 here in the first half. And it looks like Lehman may play for the last shot. With the basketball, top of the key is McIver. Nearly taken away. You got to watch Fett. He'll come from nowhere and steal the ball. Oh, and here's a nice three ball landed by Luke Franz. Fett with the shot at the buzzer, but he's hammered by Chapman as he was trying to throw up a desperation 35-footer. Chapman was trying to come from behind and ended up whacking him right in the side of the head. And Fett's going to go to the line shooting three with time expired. And that's foul number three on Chapman at the buzzer to end the first half. Not a smart play at all right there. Chapman knew it too. He just grabbed his head and he's like, he knew he made a mistake. And it was behind the arc, so it's three shots coming for Fett. First one off the front of the rim and no good. Josh Fett, a 5'3 senior, but boy, is he a playmaker. Second of three. It's up. It's good. One more coming for the senior. 16-11, Mrs. Sinewall by five. Last free throw by Fett is up, and it's short. So he makes one of three, and we go to the locker room at halftime with our score. Mrs. Sinewall, 16, and Lehman, 11. Matt Zerker and I will return to Pickwa's Garbage Inn with our halftime when we come back. Mrs. Sinewall, 16, Lehman, 11 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym. I'm Jeff Bray, along with Matt Zerker, Boys Division 4 Sectional High School Basketball Tournament. Opening round, the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks lead the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers at the half, 16-11. Matt, we talked in the pregame about their last meeting being a 33-29 score. We're about on pace for that, or maybe even a little lower here tonight.
Yeah, neither team exactly shooting the ball very well. Lehman with only two field goals here in the first half. A two-pointer by Brendan O'Leary in the first quarter, and then a three by Luke Franz in the second. Lehman had 2 points that O'Leary basket in the first quarter and had 9 points here in the second to for their 11 here at halftime. Luke Frantz leading the way for the Cavaliers with 7 points, including 4 foul shots, including 3 on a fouled three-point attempt. O'Leary with 3 points, and Justin Chapman with 1 point, but 3 big fouls for the freshman center.
Including, including the third foul that took place as the horn was going off and as time was expiring to end the first half. Really a no-nonsense foul.
Yeah, especially when Mississinawa hasn't been hitting anything outside the whole game. Why foul on that attempt there? If it goes in, it goes in.
And I get it. He was hustling down the floor. He was trying to come. He's trying to make a block from behind. But, you know, Fett is so athletic that he made a nice maneuver in midair from about 35 feet away to get the shot off, a desperation shot. But he's so athletic, he maneuvered himself to where he caused Chapman to hack him across the top of the head on the shot.
It's amazing. It's amazing what he's done here in the first half. Like you said, he's listed, what, a 5-3 on the roster, and he has 4 points here for the Blackhawks here at halftime. Cody Dirksen with 5 points, Trey Godfrey with 2 points, Alex Scholl with 3 points, and Max Dermeyer with 2 to round out the Blackhawks scoring here in the first half.
So there you have it. There's your scoring in the first half. 16-11, Mississinawa leads Lehman at the break. The winner of this game gets Fort Laramie on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. The Redskins await the winner of this one here tonight. Make sure you stay with us. Game 2 tonight coming up after this one features the Botkins Trojans at 16-6 against the Newton Indians at 6-16. Our halftime is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Lehman Catholic, Fort Laramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site service for student athletes. Wilson Sports Medicine of Sydney with your halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Laramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Thank you to Wilson Health Sports Medicine of Sydney, our halftime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We'd also like to thank Local Equipment of Jackson Center. Our student athlete spotlight here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Local promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast, which was 14 years ago. Wow, hard to believe it's been that long. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local for Local Equipment. We spotlight tonight seniors from Local Equipment for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Gabe Napke, Brendan O'Leary, Drew Barhorse, and for the Mississinewa Blackhawks, seniors Max Dermeyer, Alex Shaw, Mason Heaston, Josh Fett, Cody Dirksen, and Blake Shaw. That's your senior spotlights, student athlete spotlight from Local Equipment of Jackson Center.
And before we go to the commercial break, a halftime score update from the Division III sectional down in Northmont. In a bit of a surprise, the Houston Wildcats lead the Madison Mohawks 28-26. Houston was the number 22 seed in the tournament. Madison, the number 3 seed, but the Wildcats have the halftime lead at 28-26.
Wow, go Wildcats. Pull off that upset.
The Wildcats have been playing a little bit better here the last couple weeks. They knocked off Bradford, and then they beat Rushi by one last Friday in the regular season finale, and I guess that momentum is carried over to this tournament game so far here tonight.
Thank you, Matt, and we'll try to keep our listeners updated on that as we get that. Look out. We'll return to Pickwa's Garbage Gym for second half action here in just a moment after we hear from our good friends at Local Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park Street in Fort Laramie as a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, and all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Laramie. Back to action here in the second half. Blackhawks will have the basketball opening possession, leading 16-11 over the Layman Cavaliers. And it's Fett, the 5'3 senior underneath. Little spin move on the baseline. He goes up against Chapman, and I think he just drew Chapman's fourth foul.
Yep, number four.
Chapman picks up his fourth foul less than 30 seconds into the second half. Mississinewa will go to the line, and it's the 5'3 Josh Fett shooting two. First one's up, and he's got it quickly. Coach Pat Carlisle, the Cavaliers, has to bring Chapman out of the game, and we may not see him again until the fourth quarter. Second free throw by Fett is good. 18-11, Blackhawks by 7. Layman with the basketball. We're 30 seconds into quarter number 3. Here's a long bomb by the Cavaliers, and it's good. And that was Luke Frantz, getting the Cavaliers on the board with a big three. And boy, that Matt, that Lehman needed that coming out of
the
locker
room. They need him to get going to get back in this game.
Yeah, especially with Chapman on the bench. And we may not see him for a while again. Here's a long three ball, no good by the Blackhawks. Underneath, fight for the rebound. Offensive rebound made by Shaw. He's up, and it's no good. And Franz comes down with it for the Cavaliers. He'll keep it and bring it across the timeline. He's looking underneath. He stops. He pops from three. No good. He was feeling it, but is off the left side of the rim. No good. Out of bounds. And Mississinawa will get it back.
Yeah, it kind of went off the side of the rim, but that's his range.
That's his range. And really, we had a good look at it from where we are. He had a good look at the basket. Wasn't really heavily guarded. Just misfired. Dribble drive, right side, Mississinawa with the basketball. It goes underneath to Cody Dirksen. He's up, pops, no good. Rebound underneath, Dermeyer, it's up, no good. Two shots at it that time for the Blackhawks, but nothing doing. Here comes the Cavaliers. They're moving quickly down the floor. Here's, I missed who that was, but I believe it's Franz now that has the basketball for Lehman. And a ball out of bounds and off of the knee of Franz, and it goes back to the Blackhawks. Another Lehman turnover. The Fort Laramie Redskins will await the winner of this one Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. 18-14, Mississinawa leads by four. 6:10 to play here in the third. Oh, and here's a nice steal. On a run out, it's O'Leary. He lays it up and in. And all of a sudden, the Cavaliers are within two on a nice defensive play by O'Leary. A run out on a steal just past midcourt. That time, Mississinawa just got careless. This is Fett, left-handed runner, up, and he got it around the defense. Josh Fett drove it inside, went to the reverse side with the left hand away from the defender, just like you're taught, and he got the bucket, 20-16. And now here's Fett with a near steal, and he goes for the ball and the steal, and he's grabbed on the arm by the Cavaliers, and it's going to be a foul on Lehman. Fett, after the made basket, comes back, gets the steal right at midcourt, and as he was getting ready to head for a run out, the Cavaliers defender grabbed his arm. Foul for Lehman on Landon McIver. Underneath, Lehman with a nice defensive play to come away with the basketball. Going down to the other end, O'Leary up. He throws it on the far right side. No good for the Cavaliers, but we got another. Was that an offensive foul?
Yeah, that was. They called a charge on him.
A charge on O'Leary. And Lehman calls and gets a timeout. 5:20 left to play in the third. Mississinawa 20, Lehman 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Back to action at Pickle, and a quick bucket off the timeout by Dirksen of Mississinawa gives the Blackhawks a 6-point lead. 4:50 to play, third quarter. 22-16, Mississinawa. Lehman with the basketball, stolen away by the Blackhawks. And now right at midcourt, the ball's dished off to Dermeyer. Max Dermeyer, right side it goes. Shot up, no, no good. Misses everything as Alex Shaw had a good look. And we got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go against Landon McIver of the Cavaliers. And already we've got another disparity in number of fouls to start the second half, just like we did in the first half, Matt.
4-0 here so far here in the second half. And it was at least 9-2 at one point.
9-2 in the first half, yep. So Mississinawa will throw in under their own basket. Fett with it to the foul line. Stop, fake, pop, Short, no good. Rebound, Lehman. Cavaliers that time dodged the bullet. Here comes Lehman on the offense. Brandon O'Leary with the basketball. Here's a dish to Franz. Franz back out front to O'Leary. Long three up off the front of the rim. No good. And I believe we've got an over-the-back foul against Mississinawa. And that's Blake Shaw, who went over top of the Lehman defender or the Lehman offense player trying to go for the offensive rebound. And that's going to be Shaw, and that's his third. I should say Blake Shaw. There's two Shaws on the team. Blake Shaw, who is the leading scorer for the Blackhawks, and at 6'4", just picked up his third foul. So the two big men now with foul trouble, Shaw for Mississinawa and Chapman for Lehman. Here's a drive inside by the Cavaliers. Nowhere to go, so they bounce it off the leg of a Blackhawk. Lehman will keep the possession of the basketball. With the basketball, Lehman out top, 4:05 to play, third quarter, trailing by six. Lehman needs some kind of spark to get back in this game. Left side it goes. Cavaliers lose the handle on it, and it's stolen away by guess who? Fett. Fett with the dish out. It goes to Alex Shaw, and he's up, and he's got it. Another transition basket off the steal by the Blackhawks.
Nice move by Shaw for the layup.
Beautiful move, and I've seen a lot of those so far by Mississinawa in this game. Lehman now trailing by eight, 24-16, and here's an offensive foul on the Cavaliers on a moving pick that sent Fett flying across the floor. Fifth team foul against Lehman.
He has just caused all kinds of troubles for the Cavaliers tonight.
Now you know why at only 5'3" he starts. He makes it happen. Here's a play underneath by the Blackhawks. Shot at point-blank range by Trey Godfrey. No good, but he draws the foul on the arm, and he'll shoot two.
And here it's 3:28 to go in the third quarter, and Mississinawa will be shooting foul shots on every foul
the rest of the game. First free throw is good. Trey Godfrey, a 5'11 junior, averaging 4.2 a game, and if he makes this next one, he'll be at his average. And it's up and it's short. Lead stays at nine for the Blackhawks. 25-16. Matt makes a good point. Mississinawa shoots foul shots the rest of the game. Lehman down to the other end. Loses the handle on it, but it's because there was a foul on the play.
And even though that's just the second team foul for Mississinawa, that's the third on Dermeyer.
Dermeyer with three.
Bargy's got to be
very careful with how he puts in those lineups. 3:20 to go here in the third. Mississinawa 25, Lehman 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Jeff Bray with Matt Zucker back at Piqua High School. 25-16 our score. Mississinawa leading Lehman by nine. In game number one of this opening round sectional boys division four tournament. 3:20 to play here in the third. I'll tell you what, Matt, Coach Tim Bargy, you said, thought may have came in with the game plan of getting Lehman in foul trouble, and so far it's worked. Lehman at the line right now, though, and it's going to be Brandon O'Leary shooting the one in bonus, and he makes the first. Second free throw, O'Leary, and he's got it. 25-18 our score. Lehman now trails by seven. 3:18 to go in the third. Across the timeline with the basketball, Josh Fett gets the instructions from head coach Tim Bargy. Here's a weave play, but it's picked up real nicely on the left elbow by the Lehman defense. Fett resets the offense at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense being played heavy here by the Cavaliers in this third quarter. With the basketball, Dirksen, far left side, At the top of the key it goes to Feltner. Feltner to Fett. Fett looks inside. Can't find anybody. He'll back it out and reset. That's the thing with the 7-point lead. No reason to get in any hurry and make a big mistake. Take your time, run your offense, wait till you get the open man.
Especially when you're used to just being slow and running your offense anyway.
Oh, here's a near steal out front, but a nice save. And now the ball nearly thrown away by Mr. Centerwall, but recovered nicely by Cody Dirksen, and he's fouled at the foul line.
That should have been a clear turnover. But Mr. Sinwa didn't give up on it, and they got the ball back and got a foul.
You make a good point, Matt. The hustle is out there for Mr. Sinwa. That looked like it was an easy turnover on that play, but they hustled and got the ball back and drew the foul. Cody Dirksen will go to the line for Mr. Sinwa. Shooting the 1-1. First free throw's up, and it's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound by Lehman. 2:20 to play in the third, 25-18. Lehman trails by 7 with the basketball is O'Leary. O'Leary gets it over to McIver. Back to O'Leary, and here's another steal by Miss Cinewall. But O'Leary does a nice job to get into the backcourt and get it back for the Cavaliers. He's looking to drive. He's right side off the backboard. No good. Rebound Lehman. Back up it goes for Drew Barhorst. Nothing there, but we got a whistle and a foul on the Blackhawks. It'll be interesting to see if they call that on the shot or on the floor, and I believe it's going to be a common foul on the floor. It'll be Lehman basketball just to the right of their own hoop. Lehman with the basketball. Oh, and nearly a walk right there by Franz. Might have got away with one. Drew Barhorst with it back to Franz. Franz way out between the circles right now, looking for an open man or for Lehman to run the play for him to set some kind of a screen. And they do. Here's a bomb. Oh, it's in and back out. And a fight for the rebound. And the 5-3 Fett comes up with it. Here it goes down the floor to Dirksen. And no good by Mr. Sinwall. Offensive rebound by Trey Godfrey. He puts it back up. No good. But another foul on the Cavaliers on the shot. And Mr. Sinwall go back to the line.
Fort Laramie is one. It's juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner, Carl Arnn.
First free throw by the Blackhawks is short, no good. End of the game now for Lehman, Gabe Kanapke, and Michael McFarland will take a rest. Second free throw coming by Trey Godfrey. It's up at good. 26-18, and Mr. Sunawal has stretched their lead back up to 8 again. Minute and a half to go, third quarter here at Piqua. With the basketball for the Cavaliers is Franz. Franz gets it to Barhorst. Inside it goes to McIver. Long three ball. Good by Franz. Luke Franz picked up a nice screen, and that draws Lehman back to within 5. A big bucket right there on that possession. Minute 9 to go, third quarter, 26-21. Blackhawks lead the Cavaliers by 5. It's Fett. He gets it over to Feltner. Back to Fett, far right side. Fake, stops, pops, nearly loses the handle, gets it back. 55 seconds to play. Tim Bargey calls out a new play, head coach for the Blackhawks. Fett stops. Oh, nearly walked with it. Did probably, but got away with it. Nice inside move. Basket by Trey Godfrey. And boy, give Mr. Sinewa credit, Matt. They're very patient when nothing opens up on offense. Here's Lehman going the other way, and we've got a blocking foul on Mr. Sinewa as the Cavaliers' Drew Barhorst was driving to the hoop. So Lehman will go to the line, shooting two. Cody Dirksen with the foul for Miss Sinewall, just his first. Free throw up and in by Brendan O'Leary. Brendan O'Leary, a 13.5-point per game player for Lehman, just nailed his 8th with that free throw. Second one's up and it's good. Lehman back within 5 again, 28-23. 30 seconds to play here in the third. We'll see if Mrs. Sinewall goes for a last shot. It's Fett across the timeline. Right corner it goes. Right baseline drive. Miss Sinewall up. No good. Rebound no. Fight loose ball. And Lehman comes away with it. Here's Franz. 1-on-2. He's going to drive. And it's an offensive foul. Well, he got out of control. I'm not so sure the defender was totally set, but the fact that Franz was out of control, Matt, caused him to draw the offensive foul.
And that's the third on Franz and the ninth as a team, which means Mississauga will shoot two
the rest of the game. 10.7 to play here in the third. Mississauga going to try to set up something for a last play.
And just when it seems like Lehman gets itself somewhat back in the ball game,
something happens.
Mississauga pushes it back out again.
Fett drives, 8 seconds, shoot, go! Oh, he went up against the taller defenders and made another one. Lehman, 2-1, shot the other way, off the back of the rim, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. We've played three here at Pickles Garbery Gym, Division IV Boys Sectional Tournament. It's Mississauga Valley 30, Lehman Catholic 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Now we're back to Pickle High School. Jeff Bray with Matt Zerker and Boys Division IV Sectional Tournament players. We start quarter number four, and as someone that I knew used to say often, Matt, the last 8 minutes for one of these teams. 30-23, Mississauga with a 7-point lead. And right away, there's a turnover by each team as we start the fourth quarter. And Mississauga wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. Blackhawks lead the Cavaliers 30-23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Back to action. Lehman out of the timeout with a turnaround jumper. No good. Mississauga with the rebound. Blackhawks with the basketball. To our left, 7:09 to play in the basketball game. Lead the Cavs by 7. Fett out front. Lehman still in that man-to-man defense. Fett drives between two players. Dishes the ball off to a teammate underneath who's now double, now triple team. And finally the ball was stolen away. Trey Godfrey had nowhere to go. Good defense that time by the Cavaliers. Lehman with the basketball. And Lehman needs to start making good on possessions, Matt, if they're going to stay close enough to be in this game.
Yeah, because it's a 7-point game, but you start missing some shots. Who knows how long Mississauga is going to take on their possessions.
Oh, and speaking of missing shots, there's a long three by Luke Franz who rims out no good. He tried to draw him within four with that one, but missed. Blackhawks with the basketball. 6:20 to go. Right side it goes to Alex Shaw. Shaw looks inside, nothing there. Shaw with the shot off the back of the rim, no good. Franz down with a rebound for the Cavs. And he's coming down the floor in a hurry, looking for a teammate. It's Barhorst, nothing there. Barhorst gets it back to Franz. To O'Leary. O'Leary to McIver. McIver looks for a teammate. It's back to Franz. Franz with the shot. Fade away. Back rim. No. Rebound. Mississinawa. Lehman getting one and out on their possessions, Matt.
And by far, they're the taller team. Even with Chapman not out there.
That's correct. That's right. 5:40 to play. Mississinawa leads Lehman by 7. 30-23. Here's a nice pass inside. We play. Oh, and a nice shot down low by Mississinawa's Blake Shaw. No good. They wanted the foul. Didn't get it. But the rebound comes out to Max Dermeyer, and he nails it from just inside the free throw line. 9-point lead for Mississinawa. 32-23. Lehman with the basketball. Being very, very patient. But I'll tell you what, Luke Franz will pull it up and pull that trigger in a hurry from three-point land if you give him an inch. And that may be the only thing that gets him back in this game. Oh, and now, oh, and a, well, Lehman had the basket. I think the officials are going to talk about this. A travel was called on the Cavaliers, Landon McIver. McIver had to step over a defender who really, I thought, should have been called for a blocking foul. And when he did, the official called traveling, and the other official come in. It was Fett. but they got the call right and changed it. Fett with his first, and Lehman will maintain possession.
The Blackhawks will have a foul to give. An update on the Division III sectional game at Northmont. After three quarters, it's Madison over Houston, 43-34.
So Houston, who was leading by two at halftime, is now trailing by nine at the end of three. Lehman with the basketball, 32-23, down by nine, 4:50 to play in this one. Cavaliers having trouble finding an open man for an open shot, Matt, and Mississinawa, to me, looked like they have not given up on defense. And now here's Fett with the guarding play against the Cavaliers, and Lehman called for the offensive foul. I believe he used an elbow to try to get around him.
He has just caught, like I said before, he has just caused havoc this whole game.
Team foul number 10 against the Cavaliers. Double bonus the rest of the way for Mississinawa. 4:30 to play. And the Blackhawks even have a foul to give yet here, Matt. Mississinawa with the basketball. This is Blake Scholl looking inside. Can't find anybody. Gets it to Fett. Fett loses the handle on it. Kicks it across the backcourt. Retrieves it, but nobody else touched it. That's going to be an over-the-back call against Mississinawa. Lehman wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. 4:22 left to play in this one. 32-23. Mississinawa leads by nine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Jeff Bray with Matt Zerker back at Piqua High School, Piqua's Garbage Gym. Boys tournament play, 32-23, Mississinawa. And, Matt, I don't know how else really to describe it other than Mississinawa has just outplayed, out-hustled, outsmarted the Cavaliers this whole game.
They've been a step ahead. They've come up with the offensive rebounds. They've just done all the little things.
Yep, got their key players in foul trouble early. And they've just really have executed a game plan pretty well, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not been an offensive sparkling game, but they've done the little things that you needed to do to win.
Lehman, by no means, though, is out of this yet. Only trailing by nine with still 4:15 left to play. But the Cavaliers are going to need some spark here in the last 4 minutes of this quarter. Out of the timeout, the Cavaliers have the basketball. Oh, being double-teamed, but a nice dribble drive to get out of it for the Cav. Inside, and is that Chapman? He's back in the game. Chapman finally returns to the game with 4 minutes to play, and he loses the handle on it and is taken away by the Blackhawks. A steal on the play by Mississinawa. Here's a nice play down inside, dish up. No offensive foul. Mississinawa. Ball goes back to Lehman. Player control foul that time by the Hawks. Gives Lehman the basketball back without allowing a score, and that was big for the Cavaliers to not give up points on that possession. 3:45 to play. Lehman with the ball, trailing by 9. Chapman, turn around, up, no good. One and done. Fett with the rebound. Chapman nearly ran over him again as he just put on the brakes right in front of him. And you got to watch him. He'll draw a foul in a hurry. Here's a nice reach around steal by the Cavaliers. Lehman with a 2-on-2, but they're coming back the other way. Here's a long 3 by the Cavs off the rim. No good. Nice rebound by McIver. Gets it on the right side. Another 3 ball. Yes! Cavaliers with the big 3 from Brendan O'Leary. So it's a 2-possession game. Lehman trails by 6. 32-26. 3:05 to play in the ball game. Mrs. Sinowall with the basketball, and Coach Tim Bargy wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 3:03 left to play in the game. Blackhawks 32, Cavaliers 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, Hoying and Hoying Builders, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, just a few of our proud sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Out of the timeout, Mississinawa with the basketball, leading by 6, 2:55 now left to play in the ballgame. We'll see how the Blackhawks start running the offense here, Matt, late in this fourth quarter, and how aggressive Lehman stays with the defense. Here's a near steal by the Cavaliers, and I believe it was a reach. Was that a reach-in foul, or the ball got out of bounds?
No, yeah, he stepped out of bounds trying to get around.
Okay, so a turnover by the Blackhawks gives Lehman the ball back with 2:40 to go. Cavaliers down 6, need a bucket here. Chapman looking, finally finds a teammate underneath. It's O'Leary. He kicks it out top, and it goes to Franz. Franz with the drive. Layup, no. Chapman goes for the rebound. No, out of bounds, but off the Blackhawks. Lehman lucky to maintain possession there. A couple of looks that time, Matt, but not a couple of good shots.
Yeah, and they need to get something here because with 2:26 to go, I don't know how many more possessions are going to have.
That's right. Here's a 3 ball by Franz. It's off the rim. No, rebound misses center ball. That would have put the Lehman deficit only down to 3 if that would have hit. Here's Fett, right side. He drives, stops, pops, goes over the defense. No. Rebound fought for underneath. Rebounded on the play by Mrs. Cinnabaugh. Scholl, he loses it. Lehman comes up with it. It's going to be Brendan O'Leary coming down the floor. Oh, we got an offensive foul against the Cavaliers, against Landon McIver, who set a pick on Fett. Knocked him to the floor, and it stopped the Lehman drive, and they had a play in transition. It looked like they were going to score off the steal, and the offensive foul stopped it. Bad mistake that time by the Cavaliers.
Mississinawa will get a run, more time off the clock.
We're down under 2 minutes now to play. 1:58 to play. Mississinawa gets the ball back with 6-point lead, 32-26. Fett with the ball between the circles. He's being guarded close by Franz. Oh, and here's a near steal. Cavaliers, and they nearly came up with it. Fett gets it back. Oh, what a beautiful pass. Underneath it goes to Scholl, and he puts it in. Wow, what a play by the Blackhawks. Blake Scholl off of the drive from Fett. Here's a long 3. Count it by the Lehman Cavaliers. And a foul. I believe we've got a shot at a 4-point play.
No, I think it's just going to be a timeout.
Oh, a timeout. Okay. I thought for sure there was a foul called. My mistake. A long 3 and a timeout by the Cavaliers. 34-29 our score. And we'd like to take this time to thank one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you to Hoying and Hoying Builders, Hoying and Hoying Builders has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot and any of our lots northeast of Kentlersville and Recker Road. They offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. If you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying Builders currently has lots for sale on Retger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For more information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. That's 937-394-7144. By the way, Hoying and Hoying is also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll work with high-quality craftsmen in the region. For more information, it's 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders of Anna. We're back to action here out of the timeout. A minute 20 to play. Mrs. Cinewall with the basketball and with a five-point lead, 34-29. Blackhawks on a weave right now. We'll see if they try to work a little bit of clock here on the weave play with the offense. Maybe try to draw some more fouls on the Cavaliers. We'll see how long Lehman lets it go before they have to start fouling. We're down to a minute two. Mrs. Cinewall is playing the stall game right now with the five-point lead. Oh, and now here's a foul away from the ball against the Cavaliers.
And that'll be the fifth on Landon McIver.
That's Landon McIver's fifth of the game. Well, it looks like the game plan is just to run the clock out, run some clock, run the plays, and force Lehman to foul. McIver fouls out.
If you get fouled, make the foul shots.
And then you got to make the free throws. It's going to be Fett, and we talked about this a little bit ago. With the early fouls, everything's a double bonus from here on out. Fett with the free throw, and he's got it. 6-point lead, Blackhawks, 35-29, 53 seconds to go. Big free throw here, Matt, the difference between a 2- and a 3-possession game. Second free throw by Fett, and he's got it. 36-29, I should say. Lehman down by 7 with the ball and 50 seconds to go. Lehman looking for something quick here. They got to score quick. Oh, and it's stolen away. Fett comes down with a loose ball. Mrs. Cinewall's defense playing just like it has all game long. And now Fett again is able to stop in the middle of his drive up the floor and get a Cavalier to climb his back. And it's going to be a foul against Michael McFarland. And Mrs. Cinewall will go back to the line. Fett again with the double bonus.
He has just frustrated them on both ends of the floor all night long.
All night long. 37.2 to play. Blackhawks up 7, 36-29. Fett shooting 2, and he misses the first one. Lehman still has hope, but it's starting to slither away.
Yeah, like you said, that last foul shot making a 3-possession game.
Second free throw, Fett. He's got it. 37-29, 8-point lead for the Hawks. Lehman with the ball has to score in a hurry. 35 seconds to go. Out front they go. Inside it goes now to Frantz. Frantz looking for Chapman. Can't find him. He's covered up. Back out it goes to O'Leary with a 3. No good. He tried to draw the foul. Couldn't get. Oh, and a nice tip in by Chapman. 37-31. Cavs trail by 6. We're down to 15 to play. Mrs. Cinewall with the basketball. Fett, he had a wide open shot, but he held on to it and brought it back out. We're down to 9, 8, and finally 7 seconds. Lehman commits the foul. Still trailing by 6. 37-31, a 2-possession game. If the game wasn't over, it will be now with a free throw here. Mrs. Cinewall at the line, shooting 2, and the first one by Blake Shaw is good. 38-31, 7-point lead, Mrs. Cinewall, 7 seconds to go, and this one is pretty much in the books. Second free throw, no good. Lehman with 6, 5, 4, 3, final shot by Frantz is up, no good, and that's your ball game. Your final score here in game number 1 of the boys Division 4 Piqua Sectional, Mrs. Cinewall Blackhawks 38 and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 31. We'll be back to talk about more in this game when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And back here at Pickles Garbage Inn, I'm Jeff Ray along with Matt Zerker. Game one in the books. And the Mississinawa Blackhawks defeat the Lehman Cavaliers.
And by a final score of 38-31.
38-31. I forgot to write it down, Matt, so thank you very much for that. 38-31, and Matt, I don't know, the Cavaliers, it just seemed like they were behind the eight ball the entire game. Mississinawa came out with a spark to start with. And look, you mentioned it, that it looked like Coach Tim Bardi had a game plan, and that was to get the two big guys in foul trouble. They did that early. Matter of fact, Chapman picked up his
third right at the end of the half, right at the end of the half. 3-point attempt.
And then his fourth right away to start the second half. So game plan executed. And boy, let's give the 5'3 Josh Fett a lot of credit. He comes into the game averaging 2.3 points a game, but man, was he a playmaker on offense, on defense, all the way around. He was creating the action out there, and he gave Lehman fits all night long.
And he led the way with 13 points. And you said come in averaging
2.3.
Wow. Amazing.
Yep, that is amazing.
And then after that for the Blackhawks, Cody Dirksen with 7 points. And then Trey Godfrey with 6 points. Blake Scholl, 3 points. Alex Scholl, 5 points. And Max Dermeyer, 4 for Mississinawa Valley, who improves to 12-11 on the season. For the Lehman Cavaliers, who also finished the year at 12-11. Luke Franz leading the way with 16 points. Brendan O'Leary, 12 points. And Justin Chapman with 3. Those were the only 3 Cavaliers to score on the night.
Wow. Imagine that. And you know, Matt, it doesn't matter who you play. You can even be playing a weaker team. You got to have a little more balanced scoring than that, especially when it comes to tournament time. These teams are ready to play. Houston tonight was a good example. You were given their score. Madison probably looked at them, you know, and said, you know, this might be an easy game, but they found out if they didn't have balance, they could get beat. Yeah, there's a reason why we play these games.
Yeah, and like I think you said, the final was 58-45 in favor of Madison. And then that goes back to the schedule that Houston plays the whole season. They played a great Shelby County Athletic League schedule. They played a few other teams during the year. They played Minster and Lehman and a few other teams, Mississinawa. They played a few other teams, and that got them ready for the tournament.
Yeah,
so Mississinawa will be a tough assignment for Lormie. Lormie's got to be patient, and I think a big key for Lormie in that semifinal on Tuesday will be getting a lead.
Well, and Matt, you mentioned it, Fort Laramie, that is the next opponent for Mississinawa Valley. They're 12-11 on the year. Fort Laramie's 15-7. And, hey, looking forward to that one. That could be a good game. You know, Laramie plays a good, solid basketball game, but their Achilles heel has been free throws. And you can bet that Tim Bargy has scouted them well, and he'll have a game plan for them, just as he did today for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
Yeah, never count out a veteran coach come tournament time.
Our star of the game, our Clancy star of the game tonight is brought to you by Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And Matt, who are you picking tonight for our Clancy star of the game?
For Lehman, you got to go with Luke Franz. He had 16 points, including four threes, but it just seemed like he never really got going tonight, like we've seen him the whole season. And then obviously for Mississinawa, Mr. Josh Fett, it was just incredible. 13 points and just caused havoc. And he played a big part in frustrating Lehman and getting them his early fouls. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think Lehman ever really got on track tonight because of that. So those are our two Clancy's players of the game.
Two good choices, Matt. Clancy's our star of the game, as always. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thank you to Clancy's for our star of the game. Our final score in game one here tonight, the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks 38, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 31. Game two coming up next features the Botkins Trojans at 16-6 against the Newton Indians coming in tonight at 6-16. We're going to go offline for about 6 or 7 minutes, and then Matt and I will return here to Pickwick's Garbage Inn for our second game of the night. Again, Mississinawa wins it. They'll play Fort Laramie Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the sectional semifinals here at Pickwick's Garbage Inn on Tuesday night. Our final score, our final time in game one, Mississinawa Valley 38, Lehman 31. We'll be back with game two in about 6 or 7 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.